Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Playful Podcast, your guide into the underground scene where we discover topics on kink and electronic music every week. Don't forget to subscribe to not miss out on our next episode.
It's New Year's and we are meeting with no one better than Nur Jaber. The Beirut-born producer and DJ is a leading figure on Berlin's techno scene, and she's also a spiritual being. We therefore think it's the perfect fit to welcome 2023 together with our own techno guru, Nur Jaber. In this episode, we speak about all things woo-woo, manifestation, and some professional tips on how to manifest what you want for 2023. We also speak about breathwork and morning routines that will make you feel at peace. I am Amanda, and this is Playful Podcast.
I just meant if there's practice to not absorb other people's energies.
So one practice is wearing the crystals, right? The stones. And another one is cleansing yourself with water. Always notice the difference when you don't shower and go to bed and then when you shower and go to bed. It's really important that you either cleanse with salt.
What? You bring salt into
maybe you can put it in a pot and then just like shower your hair.
Like normal salt.
Yeah.
Or without jod.
Like sea salt without what?
Okay, jod. No. The yellow salt. One from Lidl.
No, not that, darling. No. It's like the sea salt.
Pouring it over.
Oh my God, people are going to go crazy after this. Seriously, is she a witch?
No, I don't know. A little witch is fun. Oh, God. It's great.
Yeah.
We need a techno witch. You are this. So before you have said, like, anyone who met you have, I think, a sense that you are very spiritual and very curious about spirituality. Mm-hmm. But have you always been that way, would you say?
Yes, I have always been that way since I was a child. So it's stuck with me until now. Like, I didn't realize it until people told me, oh, you're a bit, you receive energies more, you're more sensitive, you're more spiritual. And then I started like going into that, like, you know, into that journey. I think I just attracted naturally as well. Like when I was in Mexico, I did a lot of like healing rituals and sessions there. I discovered, like,
and this was recently.
Yeah, this was in January. I did something called Temazcal. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Is it a frog?
No,
that's
that's I forgot the name of it, but no, it's like you go into a cave, which looks like the female's uterus, basically. And it's like the feminine energy. And then the fire is the masculine energy. So they're doing it together to heal you. And you go into this cave. It's like you have to crawl in. You're about 20 people and it's hot as fuck. And they close the door and it's dark. And of course, you can feel like numb and you can pass out, but they keep telling you to focus on the breath. So this is where your mind starts to trick you, like, oh my God, you're dying, you're this and you're that. And it like tests your strength and you see things. It's mind blowing.
But is it because of lack of oxygen you start to see things?
Because of the dark. Mm-hmm. So you're no longer in control. You don't know what's happening.
Oh, it's so dark.
So dark. You can't see anything. And you just can hear. And it's hot. It's like over 100 degrees or something. It's hot. So your nails start feeling it. You're breathing. I know it sounds like torture, but it actually is a very healing experience.
What happened then? Like...
There are some shamans who start like singing some mantras, and you see things. Like I saw an owl, for example.
Is that your kind of spiritual animal, the owl?
It's a sign of change, I think. Mm-hmm. Not really sure. Reem, my sister, if she's hearing this, she can correct me. But yeah, so this was one of the experiences that I, and another one was like through angel reading, just like different things. And I always attract this kind of experiences.
Oh, but then did you feel that your spiritual journey took a step in Mexico?
In Mexico, definitely.
So there's something, because last time we met was during the pandemic and that was before Mexico.
Yes.
And then I know that you said that you had some kind of awakening as well. So, but I guess then it's progressed. Yeah,
exactly. It keeps progressing. And in Mexico, there is like some type of synchronicity there. It's, you have to feel it. When you go there, you'll know what I'm saying. But everything was just feeling like it's happening for a reason. And yeah, it took a step further in my growth spiritually, I would say.
Oh, how do you feel that? Like... how can you feel that you are evolving or growing in that sense?
That is an interesting question. How do you feel that? You feel it. You feel more connected. Like you start to be more aware of like certain signs that you, or like, you know, even if you're on the street and someone is passing by you and they're talking on the phone, but they're saying a word, you can take that word and put it into like... you know, your own, some that, let me give you an example to make it clear. So I was like asking, what should I do next? Like, I'm feeling exhausted and burnt out. Like, what should I do next? And at one point I was walking down the street and there's a lady, she was like yelling on the phone. And I'm like, wait, let me listen what she's saying. And she passes really fast and she goes like, stop working. So then I took that. I was like, okay, I'm going to take the day off today. I'm not going to work. I'm just going to do me things, self-care stuff. And actually that re-brought inspiration. So certain things like this that happen.
Oh.
You just become more conscious of like signs, symbols, experiences, people you meet, why you meet them, this kind of stuff. This is fun.
Yeah. Do you think also that, because some people say that when you enter this journey, mm-hmm. Relationships shift very much. Mm-hmm. So would you say that you have had some fallouts?
You become more conscious on who you want to hang out with and you create more boundaries. So like if you really feel that this person, some energy, like the energy doesn't feel right, you start to say no to things. So yes, I started to say more no to people or to things that I would usually say like, oh yeah, I should do this and this and this and mm-hmm. this. And this is like draining my energy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So did you, because I see you on social medias and you are traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you are working even more than you used to do before?
Yeah. Especially trying to balance out being a DJ and a producer.
Yeah.
Like as an artist, just finding that way. It's like you work harder because you have to wake up earlier during the week, put in the hours, and then you're literally working from Monday to Sunday. Yeah. Like nonstop. Like Monday, Sunday, you're back from tour. Monday, you have to get up, even if you're so tired. You just want to rest. But studio for me is very important, you know, and that's what I've been struggling with, not finding enough time to do studio work this year. But yeah, it's more work, and social media requires more work from when you're touring. You know, you have to keep your supporters updated and share your experiences. So yeah, it's a 24/7 job.
Yeah. And where do you fit then your spiritual practices, or what are your like everyday spiritual practices?
I always get breath work in every single morning. Before, even if I don't go to a session, sometimes I like to take sessions in the evening, but in the morning before I wake up, I do like a set of breath work, like for 20 minutes. That's number one. Number two is coffee ritual.
This sounds like Nur in a nutshell. That was made for you, right?
Yes.
You found that and you were like, this is it.
I like spa, like saunas, massages, anything that can just relax you. These are kind of spiritual, not spiritual things, but they get you more connected. So you need to relax yourself so you can be able to get inspired and get connected, you know?
Yeah, and also like... Exactly, because when you're in fight or flight mode or like stressed, you don't connect... with creativity. Like it's really hard to find it.
Yeah, exactly. And well, I don't know if this would be off topic, but we'll see later.
Yeah.
I'm now interested to try and experiment with mushroom drops, like little microdosing, to see how that connects with the music. Like how does this plant connect with the music when you're writing music? Very curious about that.
Super interesting.
Super interesting, yeah.
And
because maybe it actually does remove the noise from the front, lets you calm down and allows the sound to come out like the way it wants to, without you thinking like, this is shit, this is cheesy, this is whatever, you know?
Yeah. So, and I'm also curious about what a coffee ritual is.
There's many, many forms. My form is very simple.
Have many coffees.
No, just like you set an intention with the coffee, what you wanted to give you for the day. Like I wanted to give me creativity, focus, energy. And I just sip it slowly, write down what I want to achieve during the day in my little work journal. That's one. Two, there are many other forms, like during the full moon, you can do coffee rituals and set intentions of how you want your month to look like. You shed like everything that you want to get rid of from the month. Stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Did someone teach you this, or is that something you created yourself?
My sisters are very much into this. Mm-hmm. And I felt like we were sharing these experiences with each other at the same time. We just discovered it ourselves and then started sharing different ideas together.
That is so nice.
Yeah, the full moon thing comes from my sister, Reem. She does more like breath work and coffee ceremonies. She uses my music, actually, the more ambient stuff. She puts it in the background during the ceremonies as well.
Wow. Yeah. Do you feel... Because your music has shifted some. Oh. Like, and that's also... Like, there is the explanation is that you're looking more inwards, would you say? Or...
Yes, I definitely would agree with that. And also that I stopped like thinking of how it should sound like, right? Like how I'm supposed to produce, like, or how, you know, how techno is supposed to be, and more like allowing the sound to just be. Mm-hmm. And I think being more connected to yourself allows you to basically not give a fuck.
Yeah.
More about what others think, you know? Mm-hmm. Because we have this construct of like techno track should be this, electronic track should be this way, but music is just music.
Yeah.
And it's just supposed to come out the way it's supposed to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also mentioned one of your like daily rituals is breath work. Mm-hmm. What is that?
So the breath work that I do is called psychedelic breath. Mm. There are a few teachers here in Berlin, actually, that are really powerful. One of them is called Me Too, and one is Eva Kaskor. Mm. And when I went to their sessions, it was when I first discovered psychedelic breath. And it's literally like you're taking, I've never tried acid, but it's like a psychedelic experience. It's mind-blowing. You kind of pass out. Sometimes you feel your hands are become numb and clenched and stuff like that, but you need to keep breathing. It's for an hour. That you're literally, it's like kind of hyperventilation. So yeah. Like inhaling and then exhaling really fast. And you're doing this for an hour and it's guided with music. And the teachers are helping you through that process. The ones I do at home are shorter, but the hour experience is insane. Please try it. We're going to try it together.
Yeah, let's do that. But I'm thinking about it as something that is triggering panic attacks.
If you're pregnant or you're prone to panic attacks, you shouldn't do that.
No.
They even tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it really does help anxiety and depression. It really, really puts down the noise, calms you down. Your cells, like, it gets all this energy from like the breathing. It's really crazy.
Yeah, I was looking at we spoke about this also, Goop Love.
Goop Love? Oh, did you watch it?
Yes, I watched everything.
No way, which one? Yeah. Love, Sex and Goop?
Yeah,
Goop?
That one you recommended me to watch, okay. And I watched that one. But before that, I had already watched the first season, mm-hmm. And I watched that in the beginning of the pandemic. Oh. And then there was Wim Hof, yes. Was there.
Yes.
So I've tried Wim Hof's breathing exercise. I think it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I used to also do that every morning.
But how did it make you feel?
Great. Like, yeah. It's really relaxing.
It's relaxing.
But I think it's super intense to do it. Like, I think it's a struggle.
You felt, why? Because of your lungs you felt? Or?
I don't like breathing fast. I just don't like it. Like, yeah, I can be a little picky, I think, sometimes.
You're like, can we breathe slower?
Yeah.
The thing is, you can breathe. In the ones we do, you can do it at your own pace. But as long as you're breathing in fully from the belly also, it's really important that it's going into the belly. If you're not, like, expanding your belly, there's no point.
Yeah, I think I had to look at it and like...
Yeah. You're like, it's tiring. Yeah. Oh, imagine for an hour.
I can't. Mm. An hour is too much, I think. But yeah. I will try it. I'm try open it. To try everything once.
Yeah.
Like,
You'll try it and then you'll see how you feel. And you'll tell us.
And if you're in a group, I feel that's more supportive than if I'm pushing myself.
Doing it alone is different.
That's what I...
Because the energies are different. The teacher, his voice or her voice, like, it just elevates the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was tripping. I was seeing freaking fractals and angels. And I'm like, what is going on? Really, it's amazing. And I'm like, I want to go back for more. Yeah.
And the first session you ever did, when was that?
The first session was... during the pandemic, I think, also with Eva. It was the first time I experienced it and I was like, what? It was insane. The first time was good. The second time was with another teacher, and this is something you need to watch out for. I did it somewhere here in Berlin, and it was really bad because the teacher needs to tell you if they're going to pass around and touch you. Like, just to guide, you know, around. And this specific teacher didn't tell us that they were going to do that. And I went into a really dark trip. I don't know why. I started, like, I saw a few things and felt weird. And by the end of the session, this teacher didn't really care about how everybody, if anyone had a bad experience. And it's very important that you actually, you know, ask your students, everything okay? How are you feeling? And then let you go. So, yeah.
And still you, or like, yet you continued,
I continued,
or dared to?
Yes. Because I get into the class. If I directly don't feel comfortable, I'm like, this is not for me. And I leave. I really go. This happened yesterday as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go home today.
You just didn't feel the
vibe. Yeah, I just didn't feel it, no.
So, but all of these practices have made you more aware of energies?
Yes,
or,
yeah.
Yeah.
It also teaches you to kind of learn how to protect your energy, because you're sitting with other people who are screaming and crying, like screaming their own shit. So you need to be able to think like, this is not mine, it's them. Focus on me. You know, at first it was really hard for me to do that, and then it gradually became better at it. And I'm like,
This, yeah, I think that's, that sounds like something anyone would like to learn, obviously. Yeah. Especially, it's like, now it's New Year's, but over Christmas, a lot of people went to visit their families.
Yeah.
And that can be super intense. Mm-hmm. Like, it can be very stressful for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And to then be able to, like, not go into your family's own emotional states.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the ultimate test, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I promise you, sometimes you think you're like in hell or something, listening to everybody's like energies going crazy. Yeah
But
so I recommend it for everybody in 2023.
Yeah, that's the first pro tip by Nuryavar.
First pro tip, darlings.
Coming more. Stay tuned. I think, as it is New Year's, maybe we should wrap up the year a little bit.
Okay. How do we do that?
So if we look at 2022, how would you say that your year has been? Like the good and the bad.
The good and the bad.
Mm. Some lessons learned, you know?
Yes. 2022 was amazing, first of all, because we were able to tour again. That alone was like... Thank you. And the opportunities to play, like, in, you know, in the US again, like 3 times, and different boiler rooms, meeting different promoters. That was amazing. Honestly, that was really amazing. There were like, all the shows were so much fun. And of course, with every up comes a down, which was more like the exhaustion part. I think there's only so much your body can handle with all traveling. And I think after Corona, we all know that the traveling was crazy, like canceled flights, delayed flights, longer hours. So that really took a toll on my mental state, I would say.
When did you start to notice that?
I started to notice it recently, actually. It started last month, where I was like, whoa, 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 something needs to change. So I'm looking to have, you know, more time off next year. Specifically that, like, I'm not someone who can play so many shows and not be at the studio. Like, I feel like I'm an artist, you know, I feed off being at the studio. So I need to have like a balance. Some DJs can play 30 shows a month and they smash it every time. It's amazing. I can't do that. So that was my low moment of like getting like, I'm feeling like I didn't have the energy anymore to like think even or be inspired.
Oh,
no.
Was that also when you were hearing, you know, the voice of like, stop working so much?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. That happened last month, by the way. Yeah, so that was like a little thing, like, just calm down. Just right now, you don't have to keep putting such high goals for yourself. And like, you know, I want to take course here and do this here. It's like, more calm down. Let's pass this year and then try to manage next year better. I think this is it. And what I learned a lot, though, is the importance of health and self-care. Like, it's really important to keep yourself, like, yeah, take care of yourself, of your health, like eat well, exercise, breathing.
So you prioritize that even when on tour?
Yeah, I try. So now I, like, wake up earlier just to cook my meal for the flights. Yeah, because I don't eat gluten and cheese. So on like flights, they have the worst food ever. So I do really well when I'm going there. But when I'm coming back, it's like, it's a different, I basically starve with like carrots or something, whatever I can munch on. But I try to do that before shows. Like, I try to go to the gym. I try to do sauna. I cook my own meals. Like, I do like preparations. It's like a whole preparing. I need a day to prepare this shit. It's amazing.
Wow, I'm very impressed, because not only being in the studio and your schedule that we've seen, you're in like several different countries every week, mm-hmm. but you also managed to take, but do you feel that you need to take that care of yourself to be able to live that lifestyle?
Yes, definitely. Because you need to have more energy to give the crowd, right? You need to be as like even more energetic than the crowd, because you want to give them that space to like dance and party and have fun. And I need to be in a space where I'm fully relaxed. There was a point where I wasn't drinking at gigs. Then I decided, no, I need to have a shot or two of vodka. Like, it's not going to work being completely sober. I need to also
all about balance.
Yeah, balance and fun. Like, remember to also have fun. Like, I'm being so serious.
I think that's so important. Actually, now that you say it, I feel that sometimes it can be, people can become very straight edge by spirituality. And that can like, because I'm also a person who enjoys to let loose.
Yeah.
And some people, they're like, no, I don't. Or they turn sober, which is, I respect that a lot.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
But it's like knowing your way of letting loose and having fun and relax and just be playful. Like,
be playful.
That's
literally
so important.
Be playful. Like, if you're not drinking, there's other ways to be playful. Like, have that cake, have that cookie when you're away in Italy. I don't know, you know, like indulge. So I make exceptions. Like when I'm in Italy, I have pasta, gluten free or not. I'm going to have pasta with like truffle Parmesan cheese. I'm doing it. So these little things, because you can't, it's like an 80-20 rule, they say. My gym trainer says it. She says 80% good, 20% have fun.
Oh, I think I'm 80% have fun and 20% good.
I love that.
But
that would be nice.
But I think, because actually I found myself also overworking this spring, summer. I was like, I don't really, like, I'm having a platform that's named Playful, and yet I don't feel that I'm very playful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, that's like a big wake-up call.
Like, now
when I realized
actually,
it.
Yeah, be playful.
I'm like,
yeah.
Where did that go? Like, I have always found that it's natural for me to be playful, and now I just prioritize to structure things, mm-hmm. to make people like to email instead of like spend time with friends.
Yeah.
And then you also mentioned you were taking some mushrooms drops. So I was like, maybe I should try to microdose.
Let's try it. Yeah.
Mushrooms. And I did. Not for long, but like a couple
How
of
was
days.
It?
I think it was good. Like, I think that was something where also some things connected in my mind, that like maybe you don't need to be deadly serious all the time, and maybe you can just start to aim for a little bit, like, not take things so serious.
Exactly.
Because that's
I wonder
boring.
How we got that, though. Like, why we got that.
I think,
like, that voice in our head, like, you have to do this, you have to be this. Blah, blah, blah.
I think from parents.
I think
at
from
least
the surrounding.
Surrounding,
yeah.
Parents and in school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm born very late in the year, so I was very little compared to the people in my class, like 1 year older. They were almost 1 year older, a lot of them. And I felt so left out. So when school started, it was a shock for me the first years. I was like, whoa. So the teachers were speaking about, like, maybe you have to, like, go back.
Go back.
And that was in the beginning of school. So I was super shocked. And sometimes I think about that. Like, that's something that made me feel like I need to push in.
To, like, be accepted on that level.
Exactly. So, and then I'm like, because after all, like, when I was in high school, it was easy peasy for me, you know? So it can just... And then I was super playful. Like, I was out partying a lot, and I yet managed it easily. Yeah. So it's definitely... It's only about your, like, your, I think it's about your way of, like,
your playfulness.
Your playfulness and also being able to really, like, to keep focus when at times, but mm-hmm. not to always stay in that bubble. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, definitely. 100%. Yeah. Even like going to the club yourself, that's so important. I also realized, like, I forgot to go dancing. Like that I'm, you know, I was a raver first. Wasn't a DJ. Mm. So for me, that was like a wake up call. Like, Noor, let's go out. Let's rave. Let's dance. Because it's also something that's going to help me play and release and meet people and have conversations. That's something I learned this year as well. So
wow,
I think it's a 50-50. You're right. Not 80-20. I like that better.
50-50 is good. Yeah. Because then you, I mean, especially when you are having a fun job or like fun, the things you do that is serious,
yeah,
is also fun. Mm-hmm. It gets more fun to do that, yeah, to be serious, yeah, and to be like structured.
Yeah, yeah.
But so when do you have time to party?
Mostly Sundays. The sad part is that I come back on Sundays and I'm like texting my friends like, come on, I want to have like a whiskey sour. Let's meet. Let's have a cocktail. Everybody's like, Noor, I'm hungover as fuck from last night. I'm like, damn it. I need new friends to party on Sundays. So yeah, Sundays are for me, I think, the time to go dancing, obviously at Berghain. That's a way to release. I just go by myself or I go with friends. Sometimes I even went to a bar once by myself. I'm like, fuck it, nobody wants to come with me. I'm just going to have a drink and go home. But this is, yeah, this is as much as it goes for now. No after parties. Corona was the time of after parties. But other than that, it's been a while.
Yeah. Your low part of 2022 was working too much and not having the, like, being connected to the fun part.
Exactly.
And now you're,
yeah,
doing that.
Yeah.
But it's also like, is it maybe 33% focus, 33% working on yourself, and 33% fun? Maybe that's the key.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I don't know
where... Because now it's 90% work, honestly.
For you.
Like, this is how it's going. Mm. It's like 5% play and then 5% care.
Yeah, you do take a lot of care. Like
crazy, yeah.
Like, now after this, you're going on
a
breathwork,
exactly,
session.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said that your friendships hasn't changed that much, mm-hmm, but how do you find all these spiritual things?
I don't relate that to my friends.
Okay.
Yeah, at all. It's more like I seek, for example, like I seek the healer here in Berlin. I'm like, I'm curious because I met someone once at, like, from friends of friends. Mm. We're all having drinks and she said something, oh, there's this healer in Berlin and he's amazing, blah, blah.
What is a healer?
Like this specific healer, he can heal your energy. So through massage or through this touch here. I know it's strange. I did it here for the first time, like this, with just his finger here. And he told me, just, you need to relax like this. And he's sitting on the side. I'm laying down. He said, just sleep. And his finger was just going like this. So that's one way. And
what
his
happened
energy
then?
Enters. And I was the whole time like, no, by my energy, like, no.
You didn't want his energy?
No, because I didn't trust yet.
Ah, you know? And you felt that?
I felt.
So he's, just to explain, yeah, for the people who are listening, yeah. He put his finger on here,
this part,
on the part between the tummy and the pointing finger.
Exactly, yeah. And he can send energy through that point, basically. Mm. This is his way, his method. And I kept like for half an hour just saying no. And then suddenly I let go, which is very good because it's important for you to also let go and trust and be vulnerable. Mm. And when that happened, this is quite intense. I mean, I don't know how to really explain it, but this is something that I felt as a child and I re-saw it at this day and age. And we were just like, our energies were dancing and flowing and we started crying, but my eyes were closed still. The healing part is either through massage, right? He could be moving the energy in your body. So imagine you have stagnant energy in your body.
Yeah.
For example, he moves it. He really knows the pressure points, or she knows the pressure points to move that. And you really feel reborn. Like when you're done, you're like, wow.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
That's one type. Another type is through just different mantras or, like I said, the point here, you know, he sends in energy and stuff like that. So, yeah, I discovered him specifically from that friend.
How often did you visit him?
I visited him like 3 times. And actually, I was with him having a coffee yesterday, a tea yesterday. And we were chatting about past lives, where he was at his past life, where I was in my past life.
Nothing flirty.
No, no. No, of course not. No, no, he's my guru.
Oh, okay.
No, much older than me. But yeah, so I just it comes naturally. It's there.
Mm.
Like I'll tell you a very interesting story. Then you'll start to feel what I'm talking about. So last year I went to Switzerland, to one of the countries that I visited. And remember, I told you I was staying with my best friend.
You lived there for like a month or two.
Yeah, for a month or two. I actually wrote an EP there. That was the last EP I wrote. And I was sleeping in one of the rooms. I would always hear like strange noises at 5 in the morning, like really freaky noises. And I kept saying like, what the fuck is this? This is weird. So I asked him the first time. I told him like, listen, I'm hearing these weird noises. I don't understand. He was like, whatever, whatever. Third day, I'm like, listen, bruv, there's something going on. Like, what is this? He was like, okay, fine. Funnily enough, the lady who was living here died in this living room. I told him like, okay, now we're talking. So then he said, and interesting that she got a letter. Let's check the letter because it came into the mailbox and I've been ignoring this letter. So he said, let's open it. I said, okay, let's open this letter. So he opened the letter and it was from a community that's begging her to send. She used to send payment for children every month and she stopped sending the payment and they kept sending her a reminder like, please do send us the payment and stuff. We sent the payment and that stopped hearing the noises in the living room the next day and the days after. So that is one example of how freaky it can get.
Wow.
And this is something I've really shut off as a child. I want to stay grounded here on earth. I don't really want to harbor that. Like, you know what I mean? So yeah.
You don't want to feed that so it becomes get stronger.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just, you know, like I want to stay here on earth.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Mm. So a part of your spiritual things is also to, you said, you mentioned your bracelets, that they are to protect you.
Yes.
So part of what you're doing is also to not like be too much brought into other people's energies and other people's...
Not absorbing.
Absorbing.
It. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. What practice do you do for that, would you say? Or like what helps mostly for that?
For this specifically, it's important that you cleanse the crystals. Is that what you mean?
No. Oh, maybe it's just the crystals, maybe too... Because, no, I just felt if it... I just meant if there's practice to not absorb other people's energies.
So one practice is wearing the crystals, right? The stones. And another one is cleansing yourself with water. Always. Notice the difference when you don't shower and go to bed and then when you shower and go to bed. It's really important that you either cleanse with salt.
What? You bring salt into
You can, yeah. You just like, maybe you can put it in a pot and then just like shower your hair.
Like normal salt.
Yeah.
Or without jod.
Like sea salt, without what?
Okay, jod. No. The yellow salt. One from Lidl.
No, not that, darling. No. It's like the sea salt.
Pouring it on.
Oh my God, people are going to go crazy after this. Seriously, is she a witch?
I don't know. A little witch is fun. Oh, God. It's great.
Yeah.
We need a techno witch. You are this.
Yeah, so salt water is important. Breathing is important because then you're putting yourself in like a protective state. Wear them crystals. When you go out dancing and clubbing, keep crystals on. Because it absorbs energy that you don't want, specifically like amethyst or black onyx. I don't have that right now, but that's one part of it.
But can you wear it in your pocket?
You can also put it in your pocket. You can put it in your wallet. It stays with you. I also have the evil eye.
Do you feel that it's... can you feel the difference?
Definitely, yeah.
How do you feel it?
It's just a feeling.
Yeah, it's like
a feeling,
a sense.
Yeah, it's a sense.
Another thing I thought about is that on raves, a lot of people use substances to feel good.
Yeah.
So, for example, it could be alcohol or drugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the energy they beam then can sometimes be negative, but sometimes also positive. Mm-hmm. If, let's say, it's positive, is that an energy that is pure, purely positive? Would you say? Now I'm asking you as if you're a guru. So,
well, that's my purpose in life.
The British DJing. Accent. I love it.
Yeah, that is an important question. Actually, I'm trying to think about that. Well, the thing is with alcohol, right? It alters your consciousness a lot. So you're using something to change a state, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you're feeling stressed or happy or whatever, specifically let's take stress, you drink alcohol to calm down. And a lot of things can come out and it can be truth and it can be not. So it really depends. I think it's the way you use it. If you're not abusing it and you're not super fucked.
If we look into 2023, what are some things you look forward to when it comes to evolving spiritually?
2023.
Is there something you look to try, like the frog poison? Or I don't know.
I was thinking more ayahuasca. I don't know if it's...
You never tried ayahuasca?
Not yet.
Me neither, but I'm
very
surprised.
Very cautious with this because it's a very powerful medicine. So I don't know if I would try it in 2023 yet. Maybe in the right circumstances, in the right environment.
Why?
Because it can show you a lot of truth. Mm-hmm. And if you're a sensitive person, it can be a bit much. That's what I feel. That's what I feel.
This is interesting because to me, you are a person who dive head first. I was actually having one of the questions that we skipped before. It was about that when you came to Berlin, you just decided to go without thinking so much. You're like, I need to be there. Yeah. That's how I feel in my heart. Exactly. And that you're very emotionally driven in this sense. And that's something I feel that I am very much as well. I can just be like, I need to go now. Mm-hmm. And then I just go.
Gut feeling. It's boom. Yeah.
Exactly.
And with ayahuasca, it's that. It's like a gut feeling.
So I thought like, you would be like.
She will tell me when I'm ready. I feel like she will be calling me. Like ayahuasca, Mama Aya, they call her.
I heard that. Yeah. Okay.
She will call me when I'm ready.
because I have a feeling if I have it, I might quit everything and become a different person.
Then maybe no more techno.
No. So I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah, no,
yet.
We are not ready
no,
for
not
that.
Yet. Yeah, so.
All right, let's wait with that one.
Let's wait. To be continued.
To be continued. Okay, so now ayahuasca, but you are moving. You are probably going to live in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. Excited, Barcelona, here I come.
How do you think your everyday life is going to change when living there?
First, I'm going to have a very close friend with me, which is nice. He's an amazing cook, better than my mom. Sorry, mom.
What?
But he even cooks amazing Lebanese food. So that's going to already change my life.
Also, food is also like for spiritual in so many ways.
Yeah.
It's like the... Well, the love language, they
for
say.
For the soul, yes.
Yeah, I love. Like when you, yeah, you can definitely take care of yourself by eating good food.
Definitely. And yeah, I'm going to have hopefully like a proper studio. If I really like Barcelona, I'm going to start building my piano room. I hope.
Fingers crossed.
So these are the new things. And it's a new city. So who knows who I'm going to meet, the experiences I'm going to have, the adventures I'm going to go through. Mm. Let's see. I might come back like 3 months later. I'm so...
Again, back in Berlin.
Oh,
hurry.
No, I can't, guys.
You know, no one is going to be surprised.
I know.
It's everyone. No, I mean, like, it's just Berlin is always open to you, you know? Everyone is always going to welcome you in Berlin. So it's also nice in some way. Like,
it is, yeah. Because, like, literally all my friends are here.
Yeah, and everyone's just going to be like, Nur's in town. Yeah. Because you're going to come here anyway.
I'm
to
coming
have
here.
Gigs.
Yeah. I'm coming back. I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay. So, but we have to mention the topic goal setting.
I love that topic.
Yeah. How do you work with that?
So goal setting is one of my top priorities. I usually do it every month and then I plan like the next 3 months, 6 months, a year. I always do it, obviously, with my ritual. I go sit in a cafe with a nice cup of coffee with my work journal and I'm writing everything I want to do, coming from music production, like what tracks I want to produce to which labels I want to send to, what are my dream club goals, festival goals, fashion brands that I want to work with, collaborate with. I always have that. Without this, I feel like really lost. You know, I always have to have goal settings to have that. And like how I want to change my DJ sets, what new effects I want to use, what new samples, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But do you write them down on a piece of paper?
My work journal.
How does it look, your work journal? I just want to envision it. It says, is it a beautiful book?
It's a blue one, like this color.
Oh.
And it says Fierce. That's the one of 2022. I don't know what I'm going to get.
Did you write Fierce yourself?
No, I found it in Los Angeles and I'm like, yep, this is for me.
So it's a beautiful book.
Yes.
That you felt like connected to.
Yeah.
And then, but do you write very beautifully too?
I get like different... How do you know, by the way?
I just
like sparkly pens and different colors. Yeah, I really do.
Yeah,
there are sparkly pens involved and like stars.
Wow, we're like stickers. I love that. You get
yeah, make it more like a... This is a manifestation process as well, because you're like putting like visually colors and you're making it more fun. You remember in school, I don't know if you remember when you were a child, when you'd go buy like all these pens and books and stuff with your parents. Or
before the school starts.
The school
I love
started,
that.
I used to have so much fun buying like all these colorful pens and like stickers. So I still do that.
I think that's a great tip.
Yeah.
I want to do that too. Like
everything's so much more fun.
Like I was visiting my sister last week in Stockholm and she had these stickers for her son. It was like, if he, you know, he could pick one sticker every day. It was so sweet. I was like, oh my God. So yeah. Okay. Another pro tip.
Another pro tip.
So then you you take time to write in this one a couple of times a week, or
not a week? I do it maybe when I have time. To be honest with you, it's been a month that I haven't looked at it because I've been struggling with time.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, I like to do it every two, three weeks. I look back into it and I like tick off what I've achieved, like just like reminding myself what I need to achieve before the end of the year. So yeah.
But do you then also have vision boards? Like,
yes, definitely.
Just to say, explain, it's like a piece of paper, or it can be probably on a screen or digital as well.
It could be digital, yeah.
But it's a way of putting pictures that you want to attract. Like pictures you have a feeling to.
Yeah.
That you want, with things that you want to attract. Mm-hmm.
Pictures, words, colors. That's a proper vision board, yeah, for sure.
And you do that?
Yes, I have that.
Once a year? Like, it's now the time of the year where you do it?
It's nice to do it actually on New Year's.
Mm.
That's a fun time to do it. The last time I've done it was 2 years ago, actually. So I'm going to do it on New Year's.
Yes.
Before my gig,
today.
I'm gonna like collect. I'm gonna get all these magazines and collect them all. You know, you put your career goals, your home goals, your love goals. Time Warp is one of my biggest goals. The first festival that I ever went to, like 10 years ago, and I saw like Seth Troxler play and Nina Kravitz, and I'm like, I want to play here. Mm. It's been on my vision board ever since, so I'm hoping this is one.
When you celebrate New Year's Eve, do you usually do anything special besides the manifestation board?
I open a bottle of champagne.
That's something we have in common.
Dress nice and sparkles everywhere.
Do you do anything like woo-woo?
No.
Only the vision board.
Yeah, one of them is the vision board.
And the morning routine with the breath work, that will still like, that's every morning.
That's every morning.
Even the day after New Year's.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, probably this New Year's I'm gonna try and do something, maybe woo. That's a good idea, by the way. And I'm gonna think about that.
Yeah, what can that
Thanks
be?
Thanks for the tip. Well, I'm not gonna say it on air.
Okay, damn it.
It has to do with the tantric experience, doesn't it?
Oh.
The manifestation experience. I think it'll be powerful on a New Year's Eve. That's one of the goals, though, in 2023 is to experiment more with Tantra.
Ooh.
Like to really realize, because I feel like Tantra is very misinterpreted in this day and age. I feel like I want to get to know more of its history and its background and the manifestation process. But I mean, in Tantra, the basic stuff is more like manifestation through orgasms, right? I think we spoke about that, either with your partner or with yourself. So this New Year's could be nice to do something like that.
That is a very great tip. It's two pleasures in one.
Two pleasures in one, exactly.
Did you try it already?
Of course.
No, but yeah, tried it, but did it work? I mean, maybe.
Yes, it's been interestingly happening.
Oh, okay. Everyone, just masturbate and manifest away your New Year's.
Don't waste your orgasms. That's all I'm saying.
And if you have a dog like me, no need to be sad for missing out on the party.
Yeah. It's such a taboo topic. It's crazy, right?
What, masturbation?
In general.
Yeah, orgasms, but not in playful podcast. Here we speak about a lot of more kinky stuff than that. Okay. But yeah, no, it's true. It's weird. I mean, it shouldn't be.
It's so natural.
It's so natural, and it's beautiful, and it's amazing. And that's
it's energy. It's body energy. It's chi. Needs to come out.
Chi?
Chi is like life force, basically. It comes through movement. So what you were saying about this, the movement and movement in any way, like through Qigong is one, and then through orgasm, through breathing is another. All life force.
So then you are definitely pro that manifestation does work. Do you have any other manifestation tips?
So other than tantra and orgasms, you have the power of manifestation through meditation. So you can think about what it is that you want to manifest. Write it down. I don't know. Let's say you want to manifest. What do you want to manifest, Amanda?
I want to go to Paris.
Okay, you want to...
That sounds so stupid.
I want a candy house.
I mean, yeah, basically. But also, okay, I also want to go to... But my dream trip is to go by car to Schweiz and then to Paris. What?
Schweiz, Switzerland, yeah.
To Switzerland and then to Paris and to... But that... It's easy peasy for everyone. They can just take a flight.
Yeah.
But I have
You want to go through the car.
I want to go with car, and I have my dog, and I want to be away for like 1.5 weeks. And then I would prefer to be like off work completely. Like, you know, there's some
and
other
have money
aspect.
On the side and everything is ready.
And just like, ooh, live in this.
Dinners and lunches.
I'm obsessed with Switzerland at the moment. And also, I haven't been in Paris for like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's time.
Okay, it's time. So write all this down. Write it on a piece of paper or your journal. Do you have a journal?
I have many books, but I don't write frequently in them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
To get a journal.
But journal is a book, right?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. So a little journal that you know this is for 2023 goals. And you can write down this vision that you have, this want. And so they basically say through meditation, you sit, you close your eyes, and you can start with a few breathing so you can calm yourself down. And then think of this goal. Think of this vision that you want, right? Think about it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel the happiness. Like, I'm there and he's running around and everything. Smell it. See the colors. Like, envision the whole thing as if you're there. And then let it go. Because then the universe will take care of it. So this is a manifestation process. You think it. You feel it. You envision it. And then you let it go.
How do you know if you let it go, like did let it go or not?
So you let it go, like as in you just, you trust. You trust now that you've given your vision to the universe and now she will do the magic for you. You have to believe it though. You have to have faith in it that it's going to happen because you felt it and you've seen it and you were there. So it's all going to happen and you're like, I trust it's going to happen. I need not to worry. But slowly in your day-to-day activity, you're going to be starting to do things that are going to lead you to that moment. Attract things that are going to, like, for example, more money. Something comes up, an opportunity comes here and blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly you're like there. It can happen in a year, two months, who knows?
I think the part of where you are actually... thinking of what you want, that's like the struggle. You asking me right now, what do you want? And I'm like, ooh, what do I want?
And that's,
you know,
why it's such a good practice to write down everything you want, a list of 40 things. It's a practice we never think about
things.
That.
Oh my God, it's a lot.
We never think about that. Yeah. We're always thinking about other things that are outside of ourselves. But what do we want? You know, what does Amanda, what does Noor want? Like, what do we want? And the more we practice about getting in touch with that, the more we get to know ourselves more. You know, like we're very detached from that. We're always like thinking about things that are outside of us.
I manifested minx.
Did you?
I did. No, my little doggy. It was like 7 years ago, I really wanted a greyhound. I really, really wanted a greyhound, a black greyhound that was named Minx. What?
See?
Yeah. Yeah, but I applied for this dog.
Yeah.
And the dog I didn't get it. But then I think like 3.5 years later, there she is.
There she is. I wonder what was happening to you in 3.5 years. You're like thinking and feeling like, I'm going to have the dog.
I was coming here. I was quitting my job. A lot of things. I mean, I couldn't have a dog because I was having a 9-to-5 job at an office where there were already like 4 dogs, you know. Oh. It was a dog hotel. It was insane. It was actually too much. Yeah, but all right. Okay. So now, if there's nothing else you want to add.
What's going on now?
Now we are having some this or that question.
It's either this or it's that. This is this or that.
And then I have some assumptions about you.
Okay.
Ayahuasca or silent retreat?
Oof, you got me. Ayahuasca.
Yeah, so you're tickled by it.
That's a view.
Thank you. Was it me or was it Mother Ayahuasca?
There you go.
Okay, video games or theme park?
None,
that's perfect. Documentaries or horror movies?
Documentaries.
Yeah. To never have coffee again or to lose 3 fingers?
Oh my god, that is evil.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want to ever lose my fingers. Coffee, sure. I love you, but I have to depart.
Hard to play records, maybe.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's possible.
No, 3.
But just 2. Oh,
no. Sorry, coffee. Sorry.
Ooh. Okay. Sex or making out?
Tantric sex, though.
Mm-hmm. What is
specific.
That? But what is tantric sex? No, okay. No. Buy the book.
Yeah, buy. Yeah, yeah.
Google tantric sex book.
Google tantric. Then...
Yeah. I'm going to do it right away. All right. Tarot cards or crystals?
Crystals.
Mm-hmm. So no tarot cards.
I like tarot cards, but I would prefer crystals because they're shiny and sparkly. And
Yeah. Now I have some assumptions about you. So you let me know if they are true or not.
Okay.
And this one is fun. You're microdosing mushrooms once in a while.
Not yet, but I'm about to start on Monday.
Yeah, we figured that out. But I actually thought you were already doing it.
Really?
Like, you know, it's just fits your personality to be like open. And microdosing is like, it's all over even Netflix. Like, it's pretty, you know?
Yes.
It's, the society is open.
And open to it, yeah.
To it, I feel.
It's time for me to start. Yeah.
It's time.
Yes.
Yeah, for everyone. No, okay.
Yeah, everyone.
You wish oysters, coffee, and margaritas would be a complete diet.
Oysters, coffee, and yeah, actually, wow, love it. Fuck yeah.
Imagine, all nourished with
wow.
The perfect.
Wow.
That would be good.
Love it.
When you lived in Boston, you were the star of Riding the Mechanical Bull.
No.
No.
How did you think about that?
I can envision you and just nailing it and being like,
I love that, but no.
Okay, this one is very long.
Oh, what is it?
So bear with me. You have been waking up more than once to a completely new flower that is sitting on your table, and remember that you brought it with you from one of the ground floor balconies that you passed by on your way home from a gig.
You make me sound, oh, no, that's not true.
Maybe this
maybe
was like 5 years
after ayahuasca.
Ago. Exactly. Maybe.
You're reading the future now.
Maybe. What a beautiful flower.
I love it.
Okay, you sleep naked.
Yes.
But also under a weight blanket.
Under a what blanket?
Weight blanket.
Like very heavy blanket.
Do you have the heavy weight blanket?
The really warm ones?
No, it's like a blanket that is weighting like 10 kilos.
No.
No? Do you know about it?
No, tell me.
It's what like, so it's, I don't know if it's more so, I don't know if it's hit in Germany yet, but it's supposed to like, calm you down and make you feel like in a womb a little bit.
You're teaching me a lot today.
A lot.
For my next appointment, I'm gonna look into that. I've never heard this.
That's yeah, it hits like a brick. Like wow. Everyone needed a weight blanket.
Blanket.
It makes you feel like very comforted.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Okay, maybe it's in the future. Okay, you have your own special treatment of things that you eat and drink to be able to stand the dark month in Berlin.
True.
I'm like, yeah. What is it?
I mean, for the winter, it's red wine.
I was thinking like ginger.
And you're chicken like, broth.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so do you have some vitamins?
Yeah, chlorella, spirulina, ginseng, zinc, and the list goes on.
Wow, a friend...
Started like a month before winter. A friend of
you? Yeah, a friend of mine told me about that they, if you go to the pharmacy in Germany, you can get a shot, like the actual...
Is it like a juice shot? Like a
No.
No way.
What's the name?
Like a injection.
Injection, yeah. Shot. Like you buy the injector.
Yeah, the injection.
The injection, yeah. With B12. Mm-hmm. And you like basically put it like if you inject yourself. Ooh. With it. And she was like, that's my pro tip of having lived in Berlin for 15 years, that's her pro tip.
Wow.
Because it's so dark. And she's also from Madrid, so she's like not used to this darkness. And she goes, and she does it every second month. She buys the pipe or the
injection. Yeah,
and she just like... Whoop, and pushed it in her stomach. Yeah.
Mine is literally like a month before. It's lots of green juices and sauna all the time. Collagen, sounds smooth. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and wine. Yeah. Honestly. And absinthe.
Absinthe?
That's my little secret.
Wow.
Mm. Mm. It's the best. For winter time, it's the best. It gives you this warmth.
Yeah.
Ah, it makes you feel fuzzy inside. I love it.
Wow. I love it. What's the name of the alcohol I always drink in winter?
Cognac.
How did you know?
Because when I first moved to Berlin, that's all I drank.
Oh my, in the winter time?
Yes, when, you know, we had no money. It was like, no food, no money. Let's drink some cognac.
But did you drink cognac in restaurants?
No, we used to get a bottle, like with friends.
At home.
Like, drink it at home.
But I ordered it in restaurants.
Ooh.
Like,
thanks for reminding me, by the way. I'm.
It's so nice. I love how we read each other's mind.
I know. Literally. You're like, what was it?
What was it called? No, but yeah, I think that's also like I'm going back to. It's so good. It's like caramel, and it's
honestly, yeah.
And I don't get hangover whatsoever. Like it's a pro tip. Buy Amanda this
definitely
time.
Definitely buy Amanda. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. This is the last one. Mm-hmm. You donate money for research into male birth control pills on a monthly basis.
Who came up with that question?
No. Can clarify? No.
This is so random.
Okay.
Love it. Okay.
Okay, that was wrong. Okay, so now...
What, did you really think it was true?
I thought it would be a possibility. Because for example, like I feel that you are a person who are feeling like, actually I am feeling the same, you know, that you're, why aren't they investigating in male birth control?
But there are, by the way.
They are, but not so much.
Not so much, yeah. And plus it's not real. I mean, even the female birth control. We were speaking about this with my ex-boyfriend, so you're very close to that. But I didn't go on Google.
No.
This was it for Playful Podcast this week, but please follow, subscribe and listen to our next episode. And if you want to have a say about future artists or even ask your own question to one of our guests, follow us on Instagram and make sure to add your question when we lift our coming guests. Thank you so much for joining and see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.